Commentary number 6. The story, Appearances. This story points out, makes good examples of how two different teachers or people working can do the same thing for two distinctly different purposes. And it also indicates that two people may have the same inward reality and knowing, yet act completely differently. And they can seem outwardly to be in contradiction to each other. It's actually up to the individual perceiver to find his or her way through that maze of delusion, of self-delusion, and superficial action and perception until they perceive the deeper unifying reality behind it. It's not up to the person working necessarily to explain all the differences between the two. He or she usually doesn't have the time to do that, and it's not within necessarily the work of that individual. Rather, one focuses on what needs to be done rather than explaining the process so much. For other people, when they're working, they need to explain processes so people can get a better understanding of them, and in so doing, can move closer to the teaching in a more real manner. The use of materials can be of today, current materials can be extraordinarily beneficial, and that gives an opportunity for people to utilize common terms or terms that are understandable, situations that are understandable, and then apply them to the more real and also the older teachings. Not using them is also very valuable. In this way, it keeps people from thinking that you're copying that which is outward and getting caught up in the latest trends, rather than avoiding them and being independent of superficialities. So both are valid for what they can do, and both are traps for what they can't do. And for both of them, the individual who is approaching the particular teaching has to have enough understanding, perception, to distinguish what's actually going on. This is the end of this commentary.